You're listening to SBS News.
Paul Pogba captained Manchester United to a 2-1 victory in the opening match of the English Premier League season against Leicester City. The French international midfielder got straight back to business after helping France win the World Cup in Russia. He scored United's first from the penalty spot before left-back Luke Shaw scored United's second. Pogba says he was happy to have got the win after only returning back to the club training last week.
I didn't have any game, pre-season game. I came back on Monday, so it was very hard, very difficult for the legs and for the stamina, but we knew it, but we played very well.
Jamie Vardy grabbed a late consolation for the Foxes. Meanwhile, Aaron Moyes Huddersfield have been given a wake-up call by Chelsea. Under new manager Maurizio Sarri, Chelsea coasted to a 3-0 win. Tottenham also made a winning start to the season at Newcastle, and there were wins for Watford, Crystal Palace and Bournemouth, while Everton drew with Wolves. At the US PGA Golf Tournament, Adam Scott is in the running to become the first Australian multiple major winner since Greg Norman 25 years ago. He sits two shots behind Brooks Koepka at the Belrive Country Club in Missouri after shooting the best third round, a 65. Scott knows he just needs to keep a cool head to add another major to his 2013 Masters victory.
I really do have to keep driving it in play. I think if I do get it in the fairway off the tee, I'm going to put together a good score, just a matter of how good it. You know, all these things, especially when it's bunched like this, is going to come down to the guy who makes a couple putts at the end of the day, and I'd love to be in that position.
Tiger Woods is within striking distance of an elusive 15th major, four shots off the lead. In the AFL this weekend, defending premiers Hawthorn survived the late Geelong challenge to press their claims for a top four finish. Hawthorn's Isaac Smith scored the game clincher, and after the match he admitted to Fox Sports the 9-point victory was nerve-wracking.
Every time it's an absolute thriller, so it was nice to kick one late and seal it with probably a minute to go. They certainly played well in that last quarter, and we held strong in the end, but it was a close one.
In other matches, the Western Bulldogs severely dented North Melbourne's finals hopes, posting a 7-point victory. And the Sydney Swans overcame a last quarter surge by the Melbourne Demons to score a 9-point win. In the NRL, the Cronulla Sharks have snapped a 2-game losing streak to upset the Storm on the road. Cronulla strengthening their hold on a final spot with a 3-point win. After the match, Sharks coach Shane Flanagan said he's happy his side is hitting form at this end of the season.
Massive for the players, that little bit of self-belief that they can play against, you know, quality sides like the Storm, and you know, we just need to find some form at this tail end of the year. I think we've been pretty patchy over the whole year, and as I said, hopefully we're starting to get it right at the right end of the year, but you know, time will tell, but it's a good start.
The West Tigers were too strong against the Raiders in Canberra. The Tigers doing just enough to keep their finals hopes alive in a tense 22-20 victory. In tennis news, Ashley Barty's run at the Canadian Open has come to an end after going down to world number one Simona Halep in the semi-finals. Barty could only convert one of seven break point chances, racking up 37 unforced errors in her first match-up against Halep. Halep will face Sloane Stephens in the final. The Sunshine Coast Lightning are one win away from the Super Netball Grand Final after beating the Queensland Firebirds in a thriller on Sunday. The Firebirds came from six goals down in the final quarter to level the scores, before the defending champion Lightning rallied to secure a win by one goal and set up a preliminary final against the GWS Giants next Sunday. Lightning player Kelsey Brown was awarded the player of the match, and afterwards she told Channel 9 she knows what's in store against the Giants when they meet in a repeat of last season's grand final.
Giants are going to come out fighting next week. We know that because of the game that they played last night against Fever. But yeah, they're a quality side and we don't want to go in underdone, so just back to work this week.
The Pan Pac Swimming Championships have proven to be redemptive for Australian swimmer Kate Campbell. The 26-year-old swam the second fastest 100 metres freestyle time in history in Tokyo to claim gold. The sensational swim of 52.03 seconds came 2 years after her meltdown at the Rio Olympics. She could only finish sixth in Rio and took 2017 off to reconsider her future in the sport. Her decision to continue is now looking like a good one, with 2 years to go until the Tokyo Olympics. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.